call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for April 21st, 2014 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capwell?
Here.
Mr. Hayner?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council meeting. I understand that there are students here from Notre Dame Academy. Welcome. You're in the back row there. And of course, we have the Cougarette Dance Team here. Are you from Notre Dame as well, here in the front?
Yes.
Okay, so you're spread out. You're trying to take over, it looks like. And then we have a scout back in the back right. What scout troop? And yours? Okay, two scouts. All right. All right. Well, welcome to all of you. If you haven't found them already and you're interested, at least on that table, I still see some agendas sitting on the corner of the table, and there's some over there as well. So you're welcome to those that might help, particularly the people here doing study and research. Okay. With that, I invite all of you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Capellini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I do have some for this evening. As Agenda Item 10, I'd like to add Ordinance 23-2014. That is DPL Energy Resources, a contract for municipal power. As Agenda Item 11, I'd like to add Proposed Resolution 12-2014. That was also placed in front of you this evening. That is support for State Issue 1, which is the Ohio Public Works Commission bond sale. That's all I have. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council, Mr. Hayner?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We have, as Item 8A, a committee report from the Zoning and Annexation Committee, and I would like to add 8B, consideration of Ordinance Number 21-2014.
All right, that's 8B, Ordinance 21-2014. Any additional items for members of City Council? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, under committee referrals, I'd like to schedule a meeting of the Economic Development Subcommittee.
Okay, that's 9A. Any additional items for members of City Council? Seeing no additional ones, anything additional from staff? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Shaw, we welcome you here this day in place of Mr. Allen.
Thank you.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on April the 7th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the April 7th, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from April 7th, 2014 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda Item 5. Welcome back to the Southview Cougarettes, and congratulations on yet another state champion. Some of you have probably done this before, probably the one standing up knowing what to do. I have seen you now on several occasions, and you are a terrific group, just no doubt about it. Come on over here where everybody can see you. You're not all here, I can tell. Pass these out and take the rest of them with you for your teammates. So let me read this resolution, which is Resolution 9-2014. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania commending Sylvania Southview High School's Cougarette Dance Team on its Hip Hop Division State Championship in the Ohio Association of Secondary School Administrators State Cheerleading and Dance Team Competition. Whereas the 2014 Ohio Association of Secondary School Administrators State Cheerleading
and Dance Team Championship was held March 16, 2014, at the Stroh Center on the Bowling Green State University campus. And whereas Southview High School's Cougarette Dance Team finished first in the hip-hop division and second in the POM and jazz division at the state cheerleading and dance team competition. And whereas congratulations to Lauren Gant, Dana Disson, Diasanu, Stephanie Meyer, Emily Misko, Casey Potter, Aubrey Hattendorf, Kayla Kreinbrink, Alyssa Rutledge, Sally Mixo, Bailey Platt, Taylor Bush, and Gabby Ott. I hope I got them pretty close. The members of the Cougarettes dance team for their outstanding performance at the state championship. And whereas congratulations also to Coach Adrian Salon, whose talent and creative enthusiasm and dedication led her team to a state championship in the hip-hop division and a second-place finish in the POM and jazz division. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Sylvania, Lucas County, Ohio, six members elected thereto concurring, that this council recognizes the accomplishments and talents of the Sylvania Southview High School Cougarettes dance team and their achievements in earning a state championship in the hip-hop division and a second place in the POM and jazz division. Our community is very proud of you. You are great representatives and ambassadors for our community. Please convey my congratulations to your teammates and coaches.
Mr. Mayor, while you're walking up, let me, as I think the only sitting member of council who's actually been to a state dance team championship, back in 1998, there was no hip-hop category.
Do you need that explained to you what it is?
It hadn't been invented yet, right. No, I know what it is.
Thanks for coming. You are welcome to go whenever you like, but this is a very educational experience for you. No, that did it right there.
There we go.
Moving on to agenda item six, we have special use permit 1-2014. This is for the construction of a new pump house on the Highland Meadows Golf Club property. This is for referral to the Plan Commission. It's a modification of a special use permit. Mr. Hanum.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I would move that we refer special use or application number SUP-1-2014 to the Planning Commission for their review and comment.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer special use permit amendment petition special use permit 1-2014 to the Planning Commission for their study and recommendation back to City Council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 7. You have in your council packets proposed ordinance 22-2014. This has to do with the Arbor Way sanitary sewer installation, and this is to proceed with the project. You may have noticed it in the legal section of the paper. It's been advertised a couple weeks now. Bids will be coming back in here towards the end of the month, and we need to have this in place declaring that the project should proceed. Mr. Shaw, you have anything further to say about that?
No, I think you covered it all.
Okay, do you have a sufficient number of bidders looking at it?
Yeah, we have 10 plan.
That's more than sufficient. That's
wow.
A lot. Okay. So this one, we need to approve this one. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 22-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies are read by title only. Determining to proceed with the improvement of the City of Sylvania, Lucas County, Ohio municipal street of Arbor Way between Silvertown Drive and Whiteford Road by installing 8-inch sanitary sewer lines, widening the pavement, installing a new surface, course of asphalt, and other related appurtenances. waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 22-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 22-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 22-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 22-2014 is approved. Now, for the benefit of all the students that are here tonight, that is a normal procedure for the passage of any ordinance or resolution in one council meeting. Our city charter requires that ordinances be read in their entirety, not just by title, and that they be read three times. That made a lot of sense when you didn't have Xerox machines or the internet, but nowadays it doesn't. And for non-controversial ordinances, they can first have the first motion, which was to read by title only and waive the second and third readings, and then you can have a second ordinance to pass as an emergency measure the same night. The second ordinance takes 5 votes out of the 7 of City Council, a supermajority, for it to pass in one night. If those 5 votes are not there, it has to come back for a second and a third reading, and passage on the third council meeting can be done with just 4 votes instead of 5. Most all items can pass. They're just business as usual. Only when it's controversial do we go through the longer procedure. We might have another one or two of these coming up, and you can listen to those two motions when we do them in a little bit. All right, we are ready to move on to agenda item 8, which is committee reports. Mr. Hanum, report of your committee meeting held at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, the Zoning and Annexation Committee did meet at 7 o'clock to consider amendment ZA-1-2014. This matter had previously been before council, and we had discussed it and referred it back to the Zoning and Annexation Committee for further consideration. The developer met with Joe Shaw and others from the city in the interim between our last meeting and our committee meeting this evening, and identified the screening requirements associated with the property. We had a number of comments regarding property values and stormwater management that we discussed, and I don't know that we resolved them to the 100% satisfaction of the neighbors, but I think we did consider them, and at the conclusion of our consideration passed a resolution recommending passage of ordinance number 21-2014, an ordinance which we did have an opportunity to review during the committee meeting. The ordinance specifically includes a requirement that the planned development would be approved subject to screening being installed along the northern property boundary of the development. So with that, unless other members of the committee have wished to address the topic, I'd be prepared to move forward with introducing the legislation. You prepared for that?
I am.
All right, well then I will, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will move adoption of ordinance number 21-2014. All members of council having received copies, I will read by title only, modifying the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA-1-2014 on the petition of James A. Moan on behalf of 10 Mile Development, LLC, to change the zoning of its property at 4840 Haroon Road, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 21-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 21-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 21-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 21-2014 is approved.
Mr. Mayor, one other item. We did, during our committee meeting, decide that we needed to schedule another meeting, and that we would schedule that in conjunction with the Economic Development Subcommittee, which is the next item on the agenda, conveniently enough.
So why don't you go, you two work together and see if you can come up with an appropriate date?
Yeah, and if I may, Mr. Mayor, that committee meeting is primarily to get an update from Mr. Sanford and the rest of the administration on status of our parking initiative in downtown Sylvania. We've asked Bill to go out and talk to some of the property owners about the parking on the east side of Main Street off of Summit. There's been some discussion there, at least, and I think just a general update otherwise. So I'm not sure that's going to be more than about a half-hour discussion, but we should meet anyway. And Doug, what is ahead of the meeting on May 5th look like for you?
I'm sure that would be fine.
It's Cinco de Mayo, but, you know.
We'll take care of that after.
Ah, all right, good.
If you go to Executive Diner, maybe whatever we would meet there at Cinco de Mayo.
What's that? On Cinco de Mayo?
Well, we'll have to see if he's going to stay open past 3 that day, then.
No, oh, no. No. That's generous of him to stay open for us, though. Oh, okay.
He probably would if you ask, Mark.
Okay. I won't. Anyway, Sharon, maybe we could schedule the Economic Development Subcommittee at 7. And I don't know how much time you need for yours.
Leslie, do you think we can complete that discussion in half an hour, or do we need more of that?
Sure. The initial discussion, I think we can get into general.
So why don't we schedule the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting for 6:30 and the Economic Development Committee for 7. Great.
We'll have the clerk post both of those times. Now, for the benefit of the students, again, a little aside. City Council has 8 standing committees, and every councilman is a chairman of a particular committee, and they do their business away from this council table and bring finished work to us as often as they can. And they will read the appropriate ordinances at City Council when it's prepared for passage. And let me just go around the table and let you know what those committees are. You've already heard from Mr. Hainem. He's Zoning and Annexation. His was the one that had business this evening. Mrs. Capellini is Parks and Forestry. Mr. Brown is Utilities. He will have an issue coming up here shortly. Mrs. Westfall is the President of the Council and traditionally the Chairman of the Finance Committee. She's also Chairman of the Safety Committee, which rules over the Police Department. Mrs. Hussman is Chairman of Building and Grounds. Mr. Milner is Streets Chairman. And Mr. Lukey is Employee and Community Relations Committee. There are other standing subcommittees like the one he just scheduled a meeting for, our Economic Development Subcommittee, but those 8 committees are the standard committees. They usually meet down at this table in front of council and will do much of the hard work of council away from actual council meetings. Okay, let's move on with our agenda. We have taken care of scheduling a zoning meeting and Economic Development Subcommittee. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Any committee referrals? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 10, which is ordinance 23-2014, which you have in your, which was distributed at your place this evening. This is a contract for the supply of power for municipal purposes. This is not our coalition group to serve all our residents and businesses. This is strictly to buy power for City Hall, for this building, for our traffic lights, for our pumping stations, and things like that. Mrs. Brining, will you explain this one to us?
Sure, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our current agreement, who is also with this DPL, Energy Resources, Inc., is going to be expiring September 1st. We received four proposals from various suppliers, and I've discussed these with Palmer Energy, and they've recommended that we accept the DPL Energy Resources proposal, and it's for a three-year term, and will save the city approximately $36,000.
Hard to argue with that. Four proposals were received. This is obviously a thing we should move ahead with. City is a power consumer because of its buildings and all its traffic lights and pumps. We do use a lot of power at the pumps over there behind the old Burger King. I recommend the passage of this. How long is this for?
3 years.
3 years. So it'll come back at a time in the future. Mr. Brown, you're a chairman of utilities.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. Before we go any further, I want to disclose that my law firm does work for Dayton Power and Light, which is not DPL Energy Resources, Inc. So I do not believe I have a conflict that would require me to push away from the table on this. But this is one of the things that came to our table tonight, and so I wasn't able to confirm that, but I'm pretty confident that this entity is not someone that I have a financial interest with through my firm, so I'm not going to push away. But I did want to make it clear on the record that we do
I'm glad you know the DPL is not Dayton Power and Light. It sounds suspicious, but
well, I think it's a separate entity.
Okay.
It's not the entity that we work for.
Very good.
If it was, I would have to push away. But
thank you, Mr. Brown.
For me, not for you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 23-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a customer supply agreement with DPL Energy Resources Incorporated for the provision of electric energy to the municipal customers within the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 23-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, Ordinance Number 23-2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 23-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 23-2014 is approved. Added agenda item 11 is proposed resolution 12-2014. This is to support state issue one. This has been something that we have, the City of Sylvania and Sylvania Township have used over the years. Each governmental agency has received about $7.5 million worth of support for our construction projects. Most all of it grants, not no interest loans, but grants. Most recently, we just got about $450,000 for the construction of our new water tower. That was not a loan, that was a grant. There's also a loan that we are going to pay back over time. But they help with the construction of these projects. Mr. Aller and I both serve on different committees for the District Integrating Committee that governs these funds. They can come back to Lucas County, where every political entity in the county sits at the table. There's a lot of grantsmanship and gamesmanship between the larger entities and the smaller entities to rewrite the requirements. Toledo grabbed the upper hand this year, but we still got some funding out of it. We will make sure that they don't get, that they remove that advantage from the rules that they got written in there, so it is fairly distributed. That's the purpose, to have it done fairly. If you check the media today, you will see that both the Ohio Republican and Democratic parties endorsed this issue to grant the bonding capacity of the state of Ohio to do this, as well as Governor Kasich and his Democratic adversary, Mr. Fitzgerald. So there is universal support for this bond issue. This is good for Ohio, and it's been definitely good for the city of Sylvania. So I also encourage your support of this resolution, supporting State Issue 1. Is there any comments or questions about that? This is a...
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I just want to note that, you know, the water tower that we've, probably the biggest project that we can point to is an essential piece of infrastructure for our community. And those are the types of projects that have been funded by this program, and the fact is that we need, you know, the city of Sylvania needed assistance to pull off that project, and the fact that this money was available was part of the reason we were able to do that. And that's why I'm wholeheartedly supporting, will support this resolution. I'm glad you brought it to the table. Thank you.
All right. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All members of council, I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 12-2014. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania urging Ohio voters to support State Issue 1, renewal of the State Capital Improvements Program, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 12-2014 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor then indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 12-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 12-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 12-2014 is approved. Again, this issue, State Issue 1, appears on the May 6th ballot, along with another important issue for our community, which is the school levy. Those are ones that council now has endorsed, both of those different ballot issues. This brings us to the end of our agenda. The informational items are just the meeting minutes from the Planning Commission and the Board of Architectural Review. At the Board of Architectural Review, they approve those renderings, which are back there on the side table. That is for the new ProMedica HCR Lake Park building. It is quite attractive. They also brought a computer fly-around graphic of that, which was on display for the Board of Architectural Review, and also today at the groundbreaking. There was a groundbreaking for that project today at 2 o'clock at the site of the new building at the north end of the Flower Hospital campus. It was a very nice event. They expect completion in about a year. It is a large project. It's about $13 or $14 million of construction in our community, and it is a joint project of both ProMedica and HCR, and was reported at the groundbreaking to be a not just state-of-the-art, but a revolutionary combination of facilities and services that are going to happen right here in our community. So that's a terrific outcome. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting, scheduled on Monday, May the 5th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending. I'm sorry we didn't have a longer meeting for you.
Marcus.
Yes, sir.